AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Interest rates have been high for an extended period, and Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's time rates should start going down.
The labor market has cooled considerably from its formerly overheated state. The unemployment rate began to rise over a year ago and is now at 4.3%. Still low by historical standards, but almost a full percentage point above its level in early 2023.
Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell did not mention when rate cuts might start or how big the cut would be. The Fed's next meeting is next month. With the Democratic convention over,
I see a nation that is ready to move forward.
Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris moves on. The campaign knows it will be a tough stretch to November. Donald Trump will be campaigning in Arizona and Nevada today. 16 Republican-led states are suing to end a federal program that could potentially give nearly 500,000 immigrants without legal status who are married to U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. The program was launched by President Biden in June. National Security spokesman John Kirby says Middle East ceasefire talks have resumed in Cairo.
There has been progress made. We need now for both sides to come together and work towards implementation.
Kirby also pushed back against reports the negotiations are near collapse, as Hamas and Israel have major differences over Israel's insistence it maintains forces in two strategic corridors. A Florida Panhandle sheriff's deputy is facing a charge of manslaughter with a firearm in connection with the fatal shooting of an airman who opened his apartment door while holding a gun. Voters in Nebraska will choose between two competing abortion measures in November to either expand abortion rights or limit them to the current 12-week ban. It is likely to drive more voters to the polls in a state that could see one of its five electoral votes up for grabs. This is AP News. A Maryland police officer hired after the Capitol riot faces sentencing for throwing a smoke bomb at police and other offenses.
A Montgomery County, Maryland police officer, Justin Lee, has been found guilty of two felonies and three misdemeanors by the judge hearing the case. Prosecutors say Lee ignited and then threw a smoke bomb into a tunnel entrance at the U.S. Capitol, where rioters attacked police officers trying to protect the building. The smoke bomb hit one officer's riot shield and produced a large plume of smoke. The officer, who's currently under suspension without pay and was also on leave for a shooting last year, will remain free until the judge issues his sentence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Snipers from Russia's National Guard killed four inmates who had stabbed four prison guards to death and briefly held others hostage while declaring allegiance to the Islamic State group. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.